In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Church celebrates yesterday the new year, new Coptic year, 1732. And in the first Sunday after the Coptic New Year, the Church celebrates St. John the Baptist. And I'm asking myself why the Church celebrates St. John the Baptist. What is special about St. John the Baptist that the Church starts her celebrations with St. John the Baptist? And I thought that what is special about St. John the Baptist is the Lord Jesus Christ is witness for him. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is acknowledge him. Let me put it in a more general way, that heaven is acknowledging St. John the Baptist, not earth, but heaven. That's why the church also, because heaven said that John the Baptist, through the mouth of Jesus, is the best among all the born of women. So the church would like also to celebrate today St. John the Baptist as the beginning of the Coptic year. We choose him to be the best person to start the year with, because heaven said he is the best person. So when heaven says that, we are very happy also to say this is the first person to celebrate the year with. And we put him very, very high in the church above many other saints, because heaven said that. Heaven said that he is very good. Maybe if you go into the life of St. John the Baptist, you won't find much said about him. Maybe he was an ascetic and he baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, these are very good two things, but to be the best among all the born of women, this is something that sometimes we don't understand. And many times you ask the question. Many people come to Abuna many times and ask this question, why John the Baptist is the best? Because we don't know much. If Moses has been said Moses was the best, we would say yes, Moses is a very good leader, and many chapters in the Bible has been written about Moses, and he has done great jobs, and he has many miracles. But as John the Baptist, the amount of written in the Bible about him is very, very little. But the big thing about John the Baptist is heaven said that John the Baptist is good, not earth, but heaven said he is the best. So the Lord looked into his heart and his deeds, and he said that this is the best. I would like to talk to you today about the opinion of people against the opinion of heaven. Because sometimes we care much about the opinion of people, and we don't care much about the opinion of heaven. While the church is teaching us today that take care about the opinion of heaven. If heaven said about John the Baptist that he is great, so we would love as a church to consider him as great. Sometimes the opinion of people are not correct, and we are taking care much about the opinion of people. What people are saying about this situation, what people are saying about me. But in reality, what heaven is saying about me is the most important thing. You know the parable that the Lord Jesus Christ said one day about two people. One of them was very much acknowledged by people, was a very rich man. And the other one was forgotten by people. When he passed away, no one was in his funeral. No one knows about him. Which was Lazarus, the poor man on the gate of this rich man. But heaven has another saying. Heaven look into Lazarus to be great, and look into this rich man to be nothing. And the Lord Jesus Christ allowed in this parable to give us a look into what's happening in heaven. And in heaven, Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, very happy, spending his eternity in a very lovely place. While the rich man, whom he has a lot of acknowledgement on the earth, was nothing. He was very much thirsty, he was very much suffering, and he needs that Lazarus come and put a little bit of water in his mouth because he is very thirsty. And this is how heaven looks into the situation, which is different than men. Sometimes you are servant, like my status in front of people, I'm a servant, and I'm happy to be a servant, but this is not very, very important. The most important thing is, whom am I in front of your eyes, Lord? Maybe people knows me that a servant or superintendent, or I am someone very important in that church. But that's really not the most important thing. The most important thing, how heaven look at me. That's why Pope Shenouda, if you remember, being the patriarch and being very much beloved by people, and everywhere he goes, thousands of people attending his sermons. When he came here last time at St. Market Church, I was not a priest at that time, but to come to that church, he has to arrive here at 8 p.m. And to come to that church, you have to be here from 12 or 1 o'clock. People start to feel the places just to have his blessing. He was very, very famous among people. But Pope Shenouda was not only happy about that, but Pope Shenouda said, "Are you happy with me, Lord? I don't care about people much. I don't care about what they say about me much, because it doesn't count. But what really I'm caring is, am I really beloved by you, Lord? I don't care about these millions around me, but I am interested in you." That's why Pope Shenouda used to go to the monastery every end of the week, staying in his cell, and pray to the Lord and telling the Lord, "Please accept my weakness and please bless me, and please, Lord, let me see that you are happy with me. Not the people around me, but I would like you, Lord, to be happy with me." He has his own prayers and he has his own time with the Lord. He has not fully taken by the service and he forgot about his relationship to God. Sometimes I am worried about servants in the church when we serve a lot. I tell you why. Because sometimes when we serve a lot and people praise us sometimes because of our service, say that he's a great servant in this area. He's doing a lot of things to the church. He's a very good and successful servant. He put a lot of time, he put a lot of effort, that we lose repentance. We think ourselves that we are something really good because people are saying about us we are good. But it doesn't really matter what people are saying about us. It matters what heaven says about us, what the Lord says about me. This is really what matters. I'm very much interested to know what you say about me, Lord. A servant who doesn't have repentance in his heart, who doesn't feel that I'm repentant, I really need to see my confession father. I really need to repeat regularly. Is a servant that he lost his place in heaven because of his service. And this is a risk, that when we serve a lot, we lose our connection to heaven. We think, because the people say about us a lot of good things, we think that we are good. But as I said, it is not really important what people say about us, but what heaven says about you. A servant who doesn't have this repentant heart has to stop and come back to himself and ask a question. Is heaven saying about me same as people saying about me, or heaven has a different opinion? Sometimes we are caring very much about what people is saying about us. I heard a story about a person. I don't have a Facebook myself, and I'm not very much a person that is very much attracted by Facebook and this stuff. It has a very good things, but for me is a lot of wasting of time sometimes if I don't control my time in front of Facebook. So a person came to me and say, "I put this picture and it got 1,000 likes." And I said, "What it does mean?" It says that I'm very famous and very popular. That when I put this story, or when I put this comment, or when I put this photo, it got many, many, many likes. And I'm very much afraid, this is of course something very simple, but very much afraid that this is leading our life, that how many likes I have in the Facebook. This is what makes me happy. This is what makes me satisfied that I'm going okay in life. How many likes, how many friends in my area. When I have a group, how many one likes me, and how many one is clapping at me, and how many one saying something good about me. And it seems that Satan using that very much to take us away from what is heaven is saying about me. What heaven is saying about me, I can hear in my own room when I pray, not among people, not how many likes, not how many friends came to my birthday, not how many friends remember my birthday and send me an SMS saying happy birthday to you. And I'm very happy in my life because I have a group of friends. I'm very much remembered by people. But I tell you what is really important. Did the Lord remember your birthday and put some peace in your heart? Did the Lord remember your occasion and he came and blessed this occasion for you? This is extremely important. When we have an occasion in our church, We are praying to the Lord that be among us, Lord, and bless the occasion. We would like to have your presence because this is much more important than any other word of recommendations that we get from people. Last Thursday, we decided to go and watch a movie, and this movie is a Christian movie. We heard about it in one of the magazine and we read the review about the movie. And the review says that it's a very beautiful movie. People who watch this movie like the movie very much. So we decided at St. Mark Church to take the whole congregation, and we booked the movie, the cinema for St. Mark Church. And we went to all the whole theater was full of people of St. Mark Church, and we attended the movie, and people went out very touched by the movie. The movie is called War Room. And I really encourage you all, if you haven't had a chance to come and attend the movie with St. Mark, go and watch this movie. It won't last long in cinema because simply many people doesn't like Christian movies. They may go for other movies. So it won't last, I think, very long here. So take the chance and go with your family. It's a beautiful movie. It's a lovely movie. What really touched me in this movie, it was a story of a lady that has problem in her family with her husband. And luckily that she went to meet with a lady who is truly Christian lady. And this lady taught her how to pray for her problem, how to be more patient with her husband, and how to rescue her family life. And the movie went on, this lady never left the older lady, Christian lady, never left this lady without telling her about how to pray and how to ask the Lord and how to bring her back to Christianity. What I like in this movie very much was a part that this old lady, after this young lady with a problem, her problem has been solved by a lot of prayer, she told her, as I have done with you, do with other people, bring other people to Christ. Let us all together bring people to Christ. And the one who attended this movie told me an expression that I like very much after the movie. He told me that this old lady who brings this young lady back to Christ and back to her life is bringing some, he says that in Arabic, but I like it very much. He said she's bringing someone min al-mut lil malakut. And I like this expression very much. He brings someone min al-mut lil malakut. What it does mean? It means that she could bring someone from death to eternal life. And he said that from the depth of his heart, that this lady, blessed is this lady who can bring someone min al-mut lil malakut, from death to eternal life. And the other reason why heaven is very happy of St. John the Baptist, because of a sentence written about St. John the Baptist in the Bible. It says that he prepared the way in front of the Lord. So many, many people came to the Lord because of the work of John the Baptist. And this is what makes him very great. Also, St. Mary, heaven said similar words for her. When the angel came to her, he said, blessed are you among women. Why you are blessed, St. Mary? Because she brings Jesus to us. She brings salvation to us. So, if you would like to be famous in heaven, and all of us would like to be famous in heaven, would like to be acknowledged in heaven, would like heaven to say good in you, just to bring someone to the Lord. This is the message that we have from St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist bring a lot of people to Jesus, prepared nation to come and to accept Jesus. And this lady in that movie, she prepared the house and she prepared the heart of this young lady to accept the Lord. That's why those people are very high in heaven. When you bring people from al-mut lil-malakut, from death to eternal life, when you understand what we are doing when we bring people to Christ, your name is going to be very high, as St. John the Baptist and as St. Mary. So do your bit in life to bring people to the Lord. Firstly, by you yourself be a good Christian. Secondly, by being courageous enough to tell people about Jesus. You may mention a word of Jesus at your work. You may mention a word of Jesus for your neighbor. And a lot of you here attending that church are doing that every day. You bring people min al-mut lil malakut. You are bringing people from death to the kingdom of heaven, as St. John the Baptist has done. I would like to finish my talk by saying, don't worry much about what people are saying about you. Sometimes we have a burden that some person ignoring me, that someone doesn't show love to me enough, that someone is not nice to me. And sometimes you are suffering a lot of that. I know a person who came and said to me that his boss at work, for some reason, doesn't like him and causing him a lot of trouble. But I'm going to tell you that if you have a problem like that, that you feel ignored by people around you, ask the question, say, does heaven happy with me? This is a much more important thing. If heaven is happy, if the Lord Jesus Christ is happy with me, this is really what makes me peaceful. And this is really a protection for me when I'm pleasing the Lord and when heaven is saying something good for me. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the last night before crucifixion, everyone left him. But he said, shouted to the Lord happily and said, Lord, everyone left me, but I am happy that you are with me. You are much more important than all of them. They left me, all of them, it doesn't really matter. But the most important thing, Lord, is that you are with me. And for the Lord to be with you, you should have your own prayer at home, not in front of everyone, but at your own room. Make sure you have a place of prayer in your own room. When you attend this movie, the war room, you will learn how to have a spot of prayer in your house that you can take from heaven whatever you like. And the most important thing you can take from heaven is your peace and the assurance that heaven is happy with you and is praising you. Glory be to God forever. Amen.